Axelrod.
Thank you everybody for coming.
Thank you to the many, many Rabbonim who are here. We are at war. We are not only in war, at war in Israel, we are at war here in this room as we storm the Shari Shamayim. We storm the Shari Shamayim for those of our brothers and sisters. And we all know them, we all know the names, and we're all thinking of them. We don't know how long this war is going to last. And because of that, we're not doing one event and we're not doing one shul. This is a marathon. This is not a sprint. Every night, we're going to report to duty at 8 o'clock. This community as a whole is going to come together every single night in different shuls. Tonight in Young Israel of Woodmere. Tomorrow, Young Israel Lawrence Cedars. Every night, there's going to be a different shul coming together. It's only half an hour every evening. Ma'ariv, Divrei Chizuk, and Tehillim. As we come together, because we continue to fight, and we'll continue to fight, we'll continue to storm the Shari Shamayim every night. I encourage everyone to come, bring their families. It's not a one-night event. We're going to carry on fighting with Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. It is our great privilege to welcome Rav Moshe Weinberg of the Morda Asra of Esh Kodesh for the Dibrei Chizuk.
Shus Yedid Navshi, the Morda Asra, Mechoshev Rabbonim, Rebbesins, Chai Veyai, brothers and sisters. Gracious Borlakim is the Shemayim Vesaris. We were so excited a few weeks ago to bring in Tavshin Pedal this new year. Filled with hopes and dreams, tefillahs for a beautiful year. And it's hard to believe that such a short time later, we're in a place of Aharis Haisa Sovavo, V'choshech al Pnei Sahayim, that our lives feel right now astonishingly empty. The darkness upon the surface of the deep. Each and every one of us experiencing that in our own way, our children, our relatives, and our brothers and sisters everywhere in the world, especially in Eretz Yisrael. There's a poet by the name of, her pen name is Ruth Lewis. She passed away a few years ago. I never met her, but very often in the shul I share some of her poetry. She was a Baal Teshuva that ended in Me'er Sharim, originally from Baltimore. And I found in this poem words that I couldn't find within myself. It's called Pomegranate Seeds. Rosh Hashanah, we all had the simonim. And the sweetest of all the simonim, of course, is the rimon. Just as each and every one of us is filled with so many good things. So she wrote this poem after a year of many bus bombings. Pomegranate seeds, bright ruby jewels. Juice, sweet, sticky on small, smiling faces. Trickling deliciously down tiny chins. Stubborn, staining small white shirts, small white festive dresses. Pomegranate seeds that symbolize our merits. We are jam-packed with merits. We burst with only merits, each and all. As pomegranates burst, their shells explode with only seeds, with sweet, bright, ruby seeds. Pomegranate seeds, new fruit of a new season, on which to bless the one who has kept us in life, who has sustained us to reach this day. But why do I see blood? See bright blood spilling, splashing, splattering. Shadows of blood darkening small shirts, dresses, tiny faces, bodies. Red blood staining, trickling, gushing, flooding city streets. Why do I hear screams, shrieks, sirens, wailing? In your blood shall you live, in your blood shall you live. The shofar blast ascends. Hear now its wail, our wail. For call the one whose blood upon that altar poured unshed. Gather our blood, count our tears. Safe keep them each and all within your book. Ended the year with all its curses. Dawns a new year with all its blessings. A year of life, peace, many merits. A year, the year of our complete redemption. A year that's bursting, bright, abundant, overflowing, joyous, sweet, as jewel red ruby pomegranate seeds. Tonight is the yard site of a great tzaddik, the Rebbe Rav Levi Yitzchak from Baditch of Schusky and Langnu, the defender, the advocate of the Jewish people. And that pasuk of Bereishis Bara Elokim that describes the horrible emptiness and darkness at the beginning of how we feel right now. The Rebbe Rav Levi Yitzchak read the pasuk in the following way, the second part. The pasuk continues. After Varas Haisa Sovo, the Chayshach Al Pnei Sahayim, goes on, Vayom Elokim Hi Or Vayhi Or. So the Baditchva used to say the pasuk this way. Vayomer, a Jew has to say, not just to say, a Jew has to scream out, Vayomer, Elokim Rabban Shalom Hi Or. We can't go on with this darkness. I've been trying to stay away from the images, from seeing anything. I saw a little bit today. Family that was shechted. A girl and her grandmother. A Holocaust survivor taken away as hostage. We've all heard about, we've all seen some of these images that we're never going to forget. And the Baditchva said that a Jew has to scream out. That when it's tohu, vohu, and choshech, we have to scream out, vayomer, to yell, Rabban Shalom Yehi Or. We're begging you for light. We don't know a way to see any light in this matzav that we're in. And only Bo'ar Chanira Or. And Hashem promised, the Rebbe said at the beginning of time, when he hears Jews crying and begging for light, Vayom Elokim Yehi Or. And as we just heard, as Rabbi Trump just said, that if we storm the heavens and we scream and we beg, we'll be zeichet to hear the words Vayhi Or. But I know that what we're feeling most, more than the misery, more than the memories, especially those here who are children or grandchildren of survivors, and all of us who have seen and heard and read images that have not been since that time of the Holocaust. Numbers of Jews that were killed, I'm not talking about in a military operation, but the number of Jews killed in one day that has not been since my grandparents were killed. And there's a terrible feeling of helplessness. We want to do something. There's some boys, some chevra, some girls, I don't know, but we know there are chevra that went immediately there. But those of us here, we don't know what to do. But Moshe Rabbeinu left the world, and he was able to extract from Hashem Kivyochel two good things. Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. The tzaddikim say, Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda, the Kol Yehuda is Tehillim. Moshe Rabbeinu, before he left the world, said, Rabban Shalom, I'm leaving. There are going to be hard times coming up. I know it. You already told me there are going to be hard times. So I'm begging you. There's going to be a person coming forth from Yehuda, David HaMelech. And he's going to leave our people with Sefer Tehillim. So, Baruch Shem, I'm begging you, Shema Hashem, Kol Yehuda. Listen to the voice of Yehuda. Listen to Jews wherever they are in the world who are brokenhearted, who are crying out with the words of David Malki Mashiach, with words of Tehillim. Vel Amo Tevienu, and bring all your children home. Bring all the boys, bring all the girls who are out there, bring every single Jew who's out there, in Gaza, in the north, wherever they are. Vel Amo Tevienu, that with our Tehillim, we could bring the boys and girls home. Vel Amo Tevienu, Yodav Ravloi, Ve'ezi Mitzar of Tiyya. Moshe extracted this from Hashem Isbarach. Yodav Ravloi, that we'll be victorious. And Ezim Mitzar of Tiyya and Hashem Isbarach will help us. That's the first promise. The second promise. So Moshe Ben has said, Kidom Avodav Yikoyim. Benokim Yoshiv Litzarev, the Kippah Admasei Amai. He will avenge the blood of his servants and wreak vengeance on his enemies, and he will cleanse the land. The time of reckoning is going to be coming, and Hashem is going to clean Eretz Yisrael. Many of our children, our brothers and sisters, are going to be in great danger. But the time has come for Hashem to clean Eretz Yisrael. The land will be clean. It will be cleansed of the filth of our enemies. And Hashem will avenge every single drop of blood. As Chazal have told us, as a Beferish and Zohar Kaddish, listen carefully and I'll end. Uchedein per pira lovish, Hashem's Baruch has a certain coat. And Hashem puts this on, Taman Chakik in the Rishim and Kalin in the Katarli, the Shar Am. And what does Hashem have on that coat? What's the design of that coat? The Zohar Kaddish says, Rabbi Shimon said, that on that coat, Chakik in the Rishim, on Hashem's coat is engraved, Kolin and Katarli, the name of every single Jew throughout history who was ever killed for being a Jew. And the time will come that Hashem is going to take out that coat. He's going to put on the coat and judge the murderers. The chesiv, as it says in Tehillim, Yodin Bagoyim Mole Gviyais. He will exact judgment upon the nations, and he will pile up their corpses. So, Ben Shalom, it's gracious, and Vayyomer are crying out to you, Yehi Or, Elokim Yehi Or. There was a tzaddik I just told the chevra about yesterday by Nila Sachag. There was a tzaddik who saw that at the end of Yontif by Nila Sachag, he saw that everybody was very, very down. It's very hard to go back into the rest of the week, the rest of the year, and the winter, and the darkness, and so on. So the tzaddik reached into the cabinet in shul, and he took out the Chanukah candles. And he said, Chevra, let's get ready for Chanukah. Yontif is over, we're going to get ready, and we're going to prepare the menorah to light the Chanukah candles. We're not going to be discouraged. We're not going to be depressed. We're not going to be broken. I was raised in a home by parents who went through terrible, terrible, horrible things, the things that they saw that we can't imagine. They were never broken, never depressed. We're going to be strong. Chazak, chazak. We said yesterday, Ben Chazak. And Yoav said to the army of the Jewish people of David HaMelech, chazak, Ben Chazak. Ba'ad Arzeinu, Ba'ad Arei Elokeinu, that this is leading to something bigger than we ever dreamt of. All the fulfillments of the words of the Nevi'im we're going to see with our eyes. Ayin ba'ayin yu b'shuv Hashem siyoin, with the gula shalva amitish mehev yomenu amen.
So we're going to be reciting the Tillim. There are sheets both upstairs and down. If you're having the Yitzchak Yar Siddur, you can also follow along.